Welcome to Profiles in Prosperity, the leading podcast for residential service contractors, sponsored by Service Roundtable and hosted by David Heimer.
Hi, everybody. This is David Heimer. Welcome to Profiles in Prosperity. On the line today, I have Steve Moores, who is the Vice President of Training and Sales for Dynamic Air Quality Solutions. I have known Steve for years and years. He is a great guy, and I have always appreciated how he is so devoted to his customers and the industry, and he has an amazing amount of knowledge about the indoor air quality systems and market. So, Steve, welcome to Profiles in Prosperity.
Thanks for having me again, David. Appreciate it.
I want to go back just a little bit. How did you get into the industry, and how did you get doing what you're doing now?
It's kind of an interesting question because I didn't start with, like most guys, you know, with a truck with their dad and they're growing up. I'm not from the industry at all from that young age. I actually was a police officer for 8 years. I got into sales, and make a long story short, I was at a trade show once and saw this guy doing smoke demos with a polarized media air cleaner. Had no clue what it was. So I got kind of curious, went up to him and said, you know, what's that all about? And we're going to clean the air. And I go, why do you want to clean the air? Isn't it clean enough? You know, and so that's where it kind of started from. And him and I built a relationship. He became my mentor, and he helped us to grow a business. We had a business called Premier Environmental Technologies out of the Chicagoland area. And we were one of the first companies that actually truly just do indoor air quality. And back then, we didn't even have UVs yet. That didn't come out. I'm going back to 1990s when we started. 92 is when we put the first design team together to design the first UV lights for residential applications. Not that they weren't out before. We didn't invent UV. Actually, God did that. It's called the sun. But from the 1930s or so, we've been using it for water treatment and other things. But residential, it wasn't popular. So we developed that. For about 10 years, I had that business and folded it into a national company and became their national trainer. And that's kind of where I'm at today as VP of Training and Sales for Dynamic and private brand, the Solus Air and Pure X line for you guys.
So on kind of a day-to-day basis, what do you do as Vice President of Training and Sales?
Well, we kind of have a unique business model. We don't go through distribution. We sell direct contractors. And we do that for a specific reason. The training that I've helped develop throughout the years and trained some other guys in the field, they became trainers of ours as well. So we have 9 trainers in the field. And so one of the things that we do that's different, we got great product, David. I can spend the whole podcast telling you how wonderful it is, but I'm supposed to tell you that because I work for the manufacturer. But beyond that, beyond our great scientifically correct products, we have awesome training. So our claim to fame is when we take on a customer, our client or our contractor, is that we get in there, we train them. We have 19 modules we have, recorded modules. We have WebEx training. We do ride-alongs. We come in on site and train technicians. So we have a little saying in our company. It's sales is a transfer of your belief to someone else, and the reward is money. So first thing you got to do is believe in the product. That's why we do technical training. That's why we do a ton of research on our products and other products as well. And the industry, how scientifically, physically, how products can and can't work, what you can claim, what you shouldn't claim. And we pass that information along to technicians and salespeople in the field so they can be confident when they're talking about the product. So that's the belief factor. And then we get into, I'm just saying, sales is a transfer of your belief to somebody else. So now you got to be able to take technical information and transfer that to somebody else in layman's terms. Because most people that we call on homes are technicians. These homeowners, they don't want to hear about the nanometer wavelength of light and quartz glass and the centimeters per square inch of microwatts and all these kind of fun stuff. But the technician likes to hear it because they want to be convinced the product works. They want to technically know it's sound. Then we break that down into layman's terms. So on every single call, they can have an indoor air quality conversation.
So this is a very timely conversation. You know, there's been a lot of attention. You couldn't possibly help not notice it. There's a lot of attention recently about the coronavirus. So can any type of filtration help prevent the spread of bacteria and viruses?
You know, we've been literally bombarded with hundreds of inquiries on this since it came out on the media. There's tons of media attention on it, as you know, and it's serious. I don't want to downplay it at all. But I will tell you that as of this call, there's 6 people in the United States that have died of it. And I don't know exactly how many have been infected by it. But there's over 11,000 people this year have died of influenza. So another virus that's out there. So the coronavirus is nothing that's really new. It's this strand is new. And they first found the first coronavirus in the 1960s. And it could be the cold. It could be now flu is another virus. But there's other things, MERS, SARS, things you've heard of in the past. That's from the coronavirus. And this is a new strand, and it comes from animals. And there's a whole other research project that we can talk about there. But at the end of the day, it is a problem. It's something we want to stop and want to be careful with. But it's a virus. And we've been training on for the last 30 years that ultraviolet energy can kill viruses. So the question we get is, can UV, our UV lights kill the virus? They can kill any virus. Viruses are one of the simplest microorganisms to kill. Bacteria is a little bit harder with UV. Mold spores are pretty difficult because they have a spore around them. So it's a virus. If it gets by the light, gets close enough to the light, you have enough microwatts to do it, it will kill it. Where I caution contractors is, let's not run out there and use scare tactics and, tell everybody that they're going to die of the coronavirus unless they put this in their home. So they should have been talking about killing viruses and bacteria way before this coronavirus media attention came into effect. But it's actually helped people start thinking about it. And the things that we've been training on for years on UV with the right intensity with will kill viruses, that's not changed. And it's not going to change just because there's another virus that's out there, especially when it's in the same family as a lot of the stuff that's been out there that we are familiar with in the past. So at the end of the day, when they ask us, will it kill it? The answer is absolutely yes. But there's so many variables. How close did it get to the lamp? What's the microwatts? What's the velocity of the air? Is it in your air to begin with? And what other viruses are in the air? So as long as you have the right intensity, what we call microwatts, that's how it's measured. And you have that in the ductwork and it gets into the air. Now, if someone sneezes and you wipe your hands, something they sneeze on, you put it in by your mouth. That's why they always tell you to, wash your hands. None of that's changed. I travel a lot and I see a lot of people wiping their trays down on airplanes. I never used to see it that often. I see it quite often now. A lot more people wearing masks now. So, just because it's being out there in the media, there's a lot more attention on it. But that doesn't change anything that we haven't been teaching for the last 30 years. UV will kill it. Now you got to hear it again. Have the right intensity, the right wavelength, and all the fun stuff, the technical stuff that the guys need to be aware of. Also, some viruses are big enough to be captured in certain filters. Now, that doesn't mean that they die. They get captured. It depends on the virus, on its lifespan. Some of it's could be 24 hours. Some of them last 8, 9, 10 days. So what's happening inside that filter while it's sitting in there live? So they can, depending on the size, some of them are smaller, 0.01 micron size. HEPA filters can cut to 0.3 per pass. Polarized medias can do it as well. Other products that are out there can do it. But you got to be careful with that, too, because some of the stuff, it's not going to do it in every single pass. HEPAs will. Some other products are efficient at 0.3 microns, but some viruses are smaller than that. So it depends on size. It depends on if you look at an intensity chart, what it takes to kill certain microorganisms, what you'll find is it takes different intensities for different viruses. But with all that said, if you have enough intensity inside the ductwork with an exposed UV light, you'll be able to control and kill it. So when we get into the marketing end of it, we kind of train a little bit differently on it, though.
So there's no question that indoor air quality is going to improve the quality of your air if a virus is exposed to UV light that's going through there. It's going to kill it if it's there long enough. It's likely to kill it. But if it doesn't get into the ductwork for some reason, it's not going to kill it, obviously. But nevertheless, indoor air quality just does make your air healthier overall. If you were a contractor and you were marketing IAQ products, would you mention the coronavirus? What would you advise contractors to do about this? And I want to give a little bit of perspective. Anecdotally, I heard that a contractor sent out something. It was very gently worded, said, look, we have these indoor air quality products. They will make your air healthier. It will kill viruses if they get into the ductwork system. Maybe not all viruses, but some viruses. It'll make it healthier. It's a good thing to have in your house. And he said that some people contacted him back right away, said, hey, that sounds great. We'd like to get it. Other people assaulted him verbally for taking advantage of this situation.
Right.
So what is your advice about this stuff?
I'm glad you brought it up that way, because that's what we're running into as well. These hundreds of inquiries, some guys jumped the gun and they went out there and told their tech, hey, tell everybody it's going to kill the coronavirus. And they were getting those calls back. And the homeowners are saying, your techs are trying to scare us into buying product. The way I would approach it is no different than, here again, that we've been training on the last 30 years, is you got to capitalize on the call. We have a great opportunity. Let's put the replacement business aside for a while and just talk about service and maintenance. We have a great opportunity to upsell on a lot of different accessories that we have. We always have to be careful with that, because we get people, when I do training or my other reps do training, one of the questions we ask is, has anybody ever said every time you come into your house, you're trying to sell me something? And all the tech's hands come up. And I go,
Never heard that before.
Yeah. And I go, why is that? And the reason is, because every time you go in the house, you're trying to sell them something. And I said, quit doing that. You know, what we're doing is we're technicians. We fix things, okay? Then I get technicians say, well, I'm not a sales guy. I don't want to sell. I say, well, in the last month, did you put a new contactor in anybody's place? Well, yeah. How about a capacitor? Yeah. How about a blower wheel? How about whatever gadget or thing you want to talk about? And they all say, yeah, of course I have. And I said, was it free? Well, no, we charged for it. We charged for it. You know, $200-$300, whatever the price is. Well, then you sold something. Well, that's different. No, it is not different. When someone suffers from asthma and allergy, when you're looking in someone's air handler and you see all this dirt and biological growth in there, something is broken. And when you say this to a technician and you have him start thinking about it, say, what's broken? I said, think about what you're seeing. You're seeing dirt, dust, debris, and growth in there. What's broken is the filter. So don't sell them a filter. Fix it, just like you would fix anything else in that piece of equipment. So once they get the fix-it mentality into their head, which they already have, but apply that to indoor air quality, that's where we really start having some success. Because it's just like saying your capacitor's got it's out of variance, it's got a bad reading here, it's about time to change it. No different than I'm looking at your blower wheel here, and the EPA says that 1/20th an inch buildup on the coil and 1/8 of buildup on the blower wheel, it reduces the efficiency by 21%. Now, 1/20th of an inch, David, is about the thickness of a business card. So when I ask technicians, have you ever seen that much dirt on a coil or blower wheel? They all roll their eyes. Of course we have. See it every day. Well, every day you're looking at someone's air handler that's got dirt and dust going through a filter that's not stopping it. Since it's not stopping it, it's getting caught up on the air handler itself starting to, is going to become the filter. Something's going to eventually attract dust to it. But those parts and pieces we don't want to be dirty. And so, because we want to keep them running at peak efficiency. You know, if they bought an 18 SEER air conditioner, 95% and a 0.5% furnace for whatever, $15,000 in whatever price they pay for it, it's probably the most expensive appliance that they've ever purchased. Then they put a 59 cent throwaway filter in there. That makes zero sense to me. Yeah, because it's going to end up being like a 12 SEER, 80% or in about 6 months with all this stuff going through it. So you might as well sell them the cheaper stuff to begin with. So on the replacement side, we should talk about protection packages. Our salesmen, you know, I know a lot of them, once they get the box sold, they're afraid to do add-ons. It should either be part of the package, or once they get the box sold and signed for, now how do you want to protect this? Well, what do you mean by protection? Well, remember when we talked about indoor air quality earlier and different filtrations, however you guys, where they run it through their sales process. Well, I remember that. Well, let's choose a protection package that's going to keep this running at the efficiency you paid for. So that's kind of on the replacement end, but back to the service guys, they see stuff every single day. And our brochures even have right in there that the quotes from the EPA and Texas A&M that says about dirt dust accumulation, how just a little bit of it ruins the efficiency of the equipment. So they should lead with not asthma and allergies, you know, their health concerns. They should lead with what they know. They know the furnace. They know coils. They know blower wheels. They get it that they're comfortable with that. So that's what we start with. Oh, and by the way, now is when you ask who in your house suffers from asthma and allergies. Don't lead with that. It becomes a byproduct of keeping your system running at peak efficiency. So when you ask that question during what we call the anatomy of the service and maintenance call. Now you're going from the equipment, which they're very comfortable talking about, into asking the question, who in your house suffers from asthma and allergies? You know, back 15 years ago, I can remember trainers teaching that, to ask that question at the thermostat before your diagnostic stage. And I would get technicians telling me, I don't like asking it there. And I had one lady say, what are you, a doctor? Where'd that come from? Well, you're not relating it to anything. You know, if you have an air conditioner that's broke down and they're hot and sweaty, what are they expecting to do? Expecting to fix the air conditioner. You don't talk about, you know, indoor air quality stuff right away. But in every single service and maintenance call, you're going to see something in there. Dirt, dust, debris, growth. And unless they got a wonderful air cleaner, it's all been taken care of already. There's an opportunity to start with talking about the equipment first. Efficiencies, how they can keep it running at peak efficiencies, have their system last longer, and at the same time have less unnecessary breakdowns, the reason you're there today. And then on the maintenance end, this keeps the system clean between maintenances. Just one little quick funny thing. I had a technician, I said, well, I had a homeowner say to me, you guys, you come here twice a year and maintain it. Why do I need an air cleaner? You're going to come and clean it anyway. I said, well, what'd you say? He goes, I didn't know what to say. I said, well, let me give you an analogy. How often do you go to a dentist? He says, well, I'm supposed to go twice a year. Right. Two times a year every 6 months. Just kind of like our maintenance, right? Yeah. So between dentist appointments, when they do all this real deep cleaning, do you ever brush your teeth? Yeah. Well, okay. This is what this is. You know, your indoor air quality products are the teeth brushing between maintenances. We still got to check the capacitors. We still got to check the blower wheel. We still got to check the contactors, all these things we do. The thing is that this is also going to keep that thing running at peak efficiency while we're not here. It's going to stop unnecessary breakdowns. It's going to have your system run longer. Oh, and by the way, it's going to clean your air and keep you healthier.
What about marketing? What you've talked us through is the technician is out there. But what about doing direct marketing for IAQ products?
I get that asked quite often. Where's the magic ad? And I'm not sure if it's because it's not a mature enough market yet, if it's a little bit under the radar. I see ads occasionally, and it's usually an ad that says, you get a free UV light when we install your furnace or air conditioner. You know, that's not really a good marketing ad. It's just like, all right, what does a UV light do? Why is it free? And what's the value anyway? What's the value proposition? I have not seen something that's making the phone ring. I've seen good ads that I like. I've seen good door hangers and stuff like that, but it's just not making the phone ring off the hook with people calling HVAC contractors and saying, I want a UV light. It's more prevalent today than it was in the early 90s when I got going. I mean, we even had to teach contractors what IAQ stood for. Now, kind of everybody gets that. And they all know there's UV out there. They all know there's photocatalytic cell and filters and ionizers and all kinds of fun things. They may not know how to put it all together and how it all works. But to run that into an ad, David, is kind of still problematic. Now, guys listening to this or gals are probably going to say, well, yeah, I got an ad. It works great. It's making my phone ring off the hook. Well, God bless you if it's working. I haven't seen it yet. So I always back it up to say, market to get into the home. Once you get into the home, educate your technicians on how to capitalize on that call. And I don't mean capitalize by scamming people and just talking about making more money. I mean truly do what's right for the customer. And that is making sure their system's running at peak efficiency and helping with protecting their health. And I'll give a little disclaimer here. I'm not a marketing person. That's my opinion on it. If they have a great marketing team that's kicking butt with IAQ ads, you know, have at it. I just haven't seen it. So my advice is get in the door. Once you get in the door, train your technicians on how to promote it.
Steve, if I were a contractor and I believe in the benefits of indoor air quality products, I believe that they make the home healthier and they will make the residents in the home happier and healthier as well. In this day and age where we have got fears about the virus, would I be wrong to try and inform my customers that I have something that might help them, and to do that in some sort of direct marketing way?
You mean with the coronavirus?
Yeah.
I would be careful with that. And let me give you a couple examples, Dave. I've read an article recently that said, it wasn't an article, a news clipping. It said Amazon and Google have pulled some product off of their websites because they're making direct claims on the coronavirus. They didn't want to be scaring people, just using that as a marketing ploy. So I'd be careful with that. There was also lawsuits during the swine flu thing and during SARS when people were using that. There was litigation on that as well. There's still litigation today on mold. They tell people, don't call it mold. You're not a mold expert. That's why we always say biological growth. You know, so we have to be careful what we say. It doesn't sound like scare tactics, number one. And secondly, that it's not going to get us into a legal jam. But with that said, I don't think it's good to say nothing. You know, we should, and I'm going to use the word take advantage, but we should take advantage of the information that's out there to relate it to what we already know. I would more like to say, you know, we've been selling indoor air quality products for the last 15 years, Mr. and Mrs. Jones, and we got testimonials of people that were keeping their system running at peak efficiency or relieving asthma and allergy symptoms. And that's because we control the bacteria and viruses and other growth in air, and we're collecting the dirt, dust, and debris and the allergens that are recycling in the air. So if they're going to, here again, got a marketing guy. If you have a marketing person, that's the advice I'd get them. I would talk to them, your marketing guy or gal, about being proactive. You know, it's just like taking vitamins. I can't tell you what's going to help you down the road, but I can say that there's a lot of evidence that says taking vitamins and eating correctly is going to help you down the road. So let's be proactive with any kind of virus, with any kind of cold or flu or protecting your equipment. So taking a quote-unquote proactive approach is, number one, better than doing nothing. Number two, it's going to have a lot of benefits to it.
Steve, this has been terrific. If someone wanted to contact you to get more information, what would be the best way for them to do that?
I have a business development coordinator, or director of. Her name is Michelle Hogan. She'd be the best one to get in contact with because she can set you up on everything that we do and training and all that. And her email is mhogan, that's M-H-O-G-A-N, at Dynamic AQS. AQS stands for airqualitysolutions.com. Or absolutely feel free to call me at 630-417-4998. And my email is S-M-O-R-E-S, at dynamicaqs.com.
I know Michelle. She's awesome.
Yes, she is.
As are you. Steve, thank you so much for doing this. This was terrific. Very informative. I know people are going to get a lot of value out of it, and hopefully if they have any more questions, they won't hesitate to contact you guys because you guys do have terrific products. Our members have been using them for years and years, and I hear great things about them all the time. So thanks again. I really appreciate it.
Thank you, David. Thanks for having me.
We're always looking for good ideas and interviews for our podcast. If you have an idea or maybe you think you should be interviewed, just shoot an email to profilesinprosperity@serviceroundtable.com. That's profilesinprosperity@serviceroundtable.com. If you think what we're doing has any value, it would be very helpful if you would give us a great rating on iTunes. Thanks for your support. Hope to see you again soon. Bye.